Just a couple minutes left in this first hour. We'll have Cole Manbeck coming up after CBS News. Popeyes has been purchased by Burger King. I saw that headline today, and it makes me a little nervous. Not that I have anything really big against Burger King. I prefer Burger King to some of the other options, fast food options. I guess it doesn't really apply to me anymore since I'm eating healthy and eating salads now. But in any case, Popeyes is delicious.
Yes.
Popeyes is new to Manhattan, and I don't want anything happening to my Popeyes. I'm just saying.
Nothing's going to happen, Tyler. You'll be all right. What does need to happen is a spicy chicken needs to be spicier. Because, and I make this argument because I've had Popeyes down south. The spicy chicken, very spicy. Up here, I don't know why they do it up north, but they just don't make it as spicy. Maybe people in the Midwest can't handle spicy food as well.
Oh, you're gonna fire some people up with that.
I mean, I'm guessing that's what the thought process is all about. But I will tell you, you don't have anything to worry about. I'll be honest with you here. Like here in Manhattan, you can't go wrong with really any chicken option. It's all pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, you should have been around 5-10 years ago. Manhattan was starving for some decent chicken options. There was just nothing out there. Now that has changed a little bit. The deal, by the way, was for $1.8 billion.
Wow.
$1.8 billion. And how about this? At least this is according to the story that I'm reading on BBC. Burger King is paying in cash. In cash. $1.8 billion.
That's dope.
Power move from the king. The king still creeps me out, by the way. Creepiest mascot in the world. That's going to do it for hour one. If you've missed anything, check out the podcast, newsradiokman.com, under the On Demand tab. When we come back, Cole Manbeck and a special announcement as to who we are being joined by tomorrow on Powercat Game Day. That's next.
When it comes to shopping,